Lies have been told, truths have been found, and nothing will ever be the same in Brambleborn. Last time on Brambleborn, Eyebright, Greta, and Peter learned of the legend of Bronwyn the Brave, a mouse warrior of old who once united Brambleborn. Meanwhile, Zachary and Tilly made a chilling discovery. Greta's home tree is being stored and carved underneath Alaburo as the Alliance searches for Bronwyn's blade. A blade that is now in the possession of Tilly.
She's nine. She doesn't know what she's doing.
Anyway, so... We're gonna come back over to you two. Meanwhile, like, they're all like, oh, pleasant dreams, and you two are just like...
I have a question.
Yeah.
What is Blindside?
Blindside is a move that lets you surprise people.
They're
yeah.
Okay.
Have they noticed this yet?
No.
Okay, so...
Are they, like, they're coming to hack up the part of the tree that we're clearly inside, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. It's been taking a while for them to hack through this tree because it's a big tree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all wet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Could I use sneak?
I mean, can we both use sneak? I feel like well,
sure.
We both have to do it.
Yeah.
Unless you want to distract them off to the side. Because, like, could I climb further, deeper into the tree?
Yeah, if you want.
And yell really, really loudly, I found the sword, it's over here!
Yeah, sure.
And then... book it back.
You're gonna have to do a combination of sneak to get over there,
okay.
And then, then afterwards you're gonna need to, like, distract or trick.
Okay. Could he,
Actually, technically I'll need to do sneak twice.
Sneak twice?
Yeah, because go over there and then back.
Okay. So, what do I add for sneak again?
Yeah. So, sneak is a rogue fate that you do not have. So you are going to be trusting fate.
Okay.
Fate's good.
For you.
Yeah, it is.
Wait, if you have sneak, you do it.
I do have sneak. Do we have any reason? Like, I'm wondering about running up to the guard and, like, draping them over my shoulders. Just like, hey, give me a hand with this.
But we gotta get to the guard before these guys. These guys are closer to us. Because we left the guard, like,
mm-hmm.
when we were looking over the big tree. We are in the tree now.
I mean, you do have a mouse.
The general.
Oh.
No, not the general.
I am the mouse, but what do you mean? I can pretend to be the general? I don't think I will.
Get help. No, this mouse.
That's what I was going for.
Oh.
Right, rock.
I found someone who's not supposed to be here.
Oh, I was imagining, like, this mouse is waterlogged. I need to rescue them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh!
I don't know what your plan is. You guys do what you
want.
Let's do that.
Can he... Okay, I'm assuming the sword that I got is really big.
It is big enough that people are going to notice
it. It's for a mouse. Is it for a mouse? Okay, then I will keep it on myself. Because I was like, if he can
You are particularly small for a mouse. Like,
if he can hide it better, I'd put it on him.
Probably would.
Can I hold it?
Yeah.
Alright,
can I have the item?
So,
can I please
I say...
Yeah.
And then I like grab you by the feet.
Just
no!
Don't lose my hat!
Ow!
Like this person, like this rat is dead.
Okay,
drowning.
So the alright, you are going to be attempting to trick an NPC.
Yeah, again.
So roll with cunning. Six.
Four. Eight.
That's good. Works. That's good.
All right. That's an eight. That works.
Woo!
Yes! Can I give him advantage? Because I'm also dead.
Yeah.
Slow motion bounces.
So they take a moment and they're like, oh, crap! And they rush over and they pick you up and they start dragging you out. And they're like, we gotta go get medical attention. And they start running down the catacombs with you.
In further into the catacombs?
No, like out of the catacombs.
Oh, okay.
They're running with you out of the catacombs.
Okay.
And they're taking you to the hospital.
Okay. They have free healthcare.
Can I call out after them? Find the badger. She's pretty good with the doctor.
All right.
It's basically her adoptive mother.
Alright. So you're down there, there's like a
grandmother
down here, but the ones who are close here are enough to get. Meanwhile, one of them is just like slowly like marking, like going through the sign that says like 380 days since accident, and it's like.
I want someone to animate this.
But this thing is not even true!
Just sadly, like, we could have gotten pizza.
This thing's their sign slightly!
No, they don't deserve it, they're the Alliance.
You are monsters!
We could have had a pizza.
Denied them
pizza
still parties!
Have a sword, so watch out.
I do feel.
Alright, so meanwhile, as you three are asleep, like, you can hear commotion outside.
Are we back in
your inn? Yeah, you're back in your inn.
Okay, yeah. Because we're going to be meeting them at the tavern inn place.
So you guys were at the inn because that's where you guys said you were going, and, like, something wakes you guys up, and it's just like, you just see, like, all these, like, mice and foxes and rabbits just, like, rushing along, carrying her very clearly.
And we just, like, I just kind of, we just, all our heads, like, follow. What? Do I need?
Do you see you as well?
Do I need to kill somebody? Do I get any limbs? What?
I'm dead.
are you following her to the hospital? Or are you?
What do you want to do? Because you're on your own now.
Yeah.
Get out of there.
We feed you, remember? We feed you.
He might have a new job. Have you heard?
What's the armor made out of?
The armor?
Yeah.
In, like, the armory?
Yeah.
It's mostly metal.
Okay.
Take it from the tree, I see.
Oh, I kept the first sword that I found, by the way.
Okay, you kept the rusted sword? I will make you a stat block for the rusted sword.
It won't stay with me, but I'm keeping it.
Okay.
We feed you, remember?
There.
I know.
Enough.
You can hear Eyebright's voice in the
background.
Don't defy me!
On my way out, I take. Would it be too obvious? Like, is there any way that I could conceal, like, two Marcus Aid costumes?
Probably not two.
Just one?
I'd say one, yeah.
Okay.
And you'd have to, like, add a. You'd have to add that to your carry weight as a one.
Okay.
You should. You should try to walk out with the guy that
was
took
you
down there.
Oh, yeah. Should probably. Just like almost
he'll probably be fine.
I know, but the bartender. Oh my gosh, the bartender saw me get carried out.
She's like, I told her
that lady couldn't handle her liquor. Am I being sexist again? Gotta reconsider my natural biases.
Oh my gosh. I wanna go drink for
okay.
That.
So I grab the single Marcus Aid armor and then go back and start carrying this guard or just like supporting him on my shoulder.
Alright, mark exhaustion. That's a lot of stuff to carry.
Yeah.
Alright, so you exit.
Carrying the guard, I was just like, hey, bartender! This guy passed out. You got a room for him?
Yeah, I'll take care of it. Hey, what's that thing on your back?
It's my bow.
Alright, I'm not paid to ask questions.
Is it because I'm a man that you ask me?
You're questioning me.
It's because I'm a man.
Just leave. Just break it down crying. Sorry.
This existential crisis.
But as we see, I mean, as for Peter, Peter, as they see Tilly, Sprawl, he's following, like, he's awake enough. I want to go follow what's happened to her, because we left her, like, for, what, 10 minutes, maybe? Yeah. Maybe, I don't know.
I feel like we were telling her a lot longer
than 10 minutes. Yeah.
But, yeah.
So I'm following Tilly.
I see Peter exiting the inn, and so like I look up the stairs and like decide to like head upstairs to drop off some of this stuff.
Okay.
And like do a little bit of reconnaissance with the other two.
Yeah. Right. I think Greta's gonna be like, what did you find? In the fairy. What did you
Peter's
find?
Just out of the loop.
Yeah.
I had a big reveal in my head at some point and now I'm dead.
oh, I just noticed, well, I ran into some Marcus A. soldier, and I took him out, so I got some armor.
Oh, cool. That's some nice armor.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't it? Isn't it? It's pretty nice. Anyways, what did the general want?
He wanted us to look for this sword, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Belonged
to
a mouse.
What kind of sword?
It's like a really big sword, an old sword.
It wasn't this big tree, very
Yeah,
big
this
tree.
Really old tree.
Mention the name.
I don't remember the name. I'm old. You're the one with the best memory here.
He's following me.
Baldwin the Brave? No. But it would be really funny if that's what you say.
Baldwin.
It's Baldwin the Brave, I think.
I can't remember.
It's
I'm
some
really
brave mouse. I guess it's, I think, Reepicheep.
What's so special about this sword?
Whoever owns it's the true heir and rules yeah. all of, what is this place Brandy called?
Plant.
Trambleborn Forest.
Did he tell you where to look for it?
Some forest between, like, Tawnery and Alboro and Windgap Refuge. Some area. Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm beat. I better go.
Okay.
Had one too many drinks.
Are you not gonna come get me?
Don't worry, I am.
I could just be like, what happened to our new friend?
Maybe
where did she go?
She had one too many drinks.
Oh, that sounds about right.
Okay, what happens to me?
Yeah, I'm following.
Oh yeah, you're they're still carrying you into the hospital. You're
can
not
I,
actually injured. Like,
can I just go?
They'll drop you, startled, and then they're like, crap.
I'm better
what
now.
Happened? What? What's going on? Leave me alone, or just run away.
All right.
Peter catches up with the crowd and just to see
you. Gonna run right at me and go. Just keep going.
Okay. Whoa. I just catch up running. Like, why are we running?
Cause I was dead.
Well, I'm glad you're not.
I want to run back to the inn.
Peter's out of breath at this point.
Right. He ran all the way to the hospital, okay. And now he's running all the way back.
When we get, right. I wanted to make sure I gave him enough time. When we get back to the inn, I'm gonna like check and see if you're there.
Yeah.
You didn't come help?
No, I mean you were drunk with all of your buddies.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Was it good?
Oh.
They charge too much here.
Yeah.
Dude, and that bartender, man, I'm pretty sure he's gotta readjust himself.
Yeah.
We were talking to some of the guards and got kinda close to some of them, but I don't think there's catacombs is worth checking out. Yeah. We asked them about it.
They told you about the catacombs?
Oh. Dude, they were mad drunk.
Super persuasive.
Sure, Mouse.
She's got away with her words.
Well, so there's not really anything in the catacombs?
Well, I'm so sorry.
Every time.
You know, since you guys have nothing to share with the catacombs, I have a cool story to share.
Oh no.
Is it about your antlers? Because I really want to know.
Yes.
Ugh,
I'm going back
this
to bed.
Again, oh my gosh.
They don't understand the full story. Basically, I'll keep it short. Basically, there was a legend I went to sleep every single night.
Wake me up.
Jack the Jackalope was a legend in Brambleborn Forest.
I've heard of that.
You have? No! I'm gonna get you a pair of antlers.
I thought that might have been what it was, but like very few people know about him.
Yeah, but the cool thing about him is, I totally believe that he's real, but the most important thing I feel he's more real is what he stood for. He did everything right. No matter what, when there was a bunch of people that were being evil or being super secret, he was always the one to stand up for the right ones. And you know what? I live my life like that.
You know what? I do that too.
That's awesome. I definitely think you both should. It's awesome. These two, I don't think, get that moral in the story, but they're really awesome. I hope you guys know that I'm gonna be here for you guys. I'm gonna stand by you guys. No worries.
Story's over?
It's like the first
what?
Time
what?
She's actually felt bad about, like,
good.
She's like, oh.
Zachary
okay.
turns over and just, like, kind of huddles himself and just, like, doesn't look quite the king's gaze.
So, what did the general want from you guys?
He wanted us to get this, like, sword out of a tree.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine why a sword would be so important.
I don't know.
We just told you.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a sword though, right? Like,
I don't know what the...
But the fact that the people believe in it, which means that whoever holds it, the people will believe in as the true heir to the whole of the
Rambleborn Forest.
Remember,
if any of you are suspicious of him, you can try to figure him out.
Yeah. Wait, he's sending you to go find it?
Yes. Yeah. He's like, he wants us to look in a tree, and I said that I know trees because I grew up in...
Oh, that you are still... You still have the sword on your back.
Yeah. Is it... Are we able to see? Can I see it?
It doesn't have a sheath.
Okay, so... Tell me one more time. Where did he tell you to look for this sword?
He said like a really...
The forest above Tawnery.
Yes.
Kim, I'm just gonna straight up... You trust this man?
No. He's a mouse.
I don't know. All I said that they it was in a tree and I know trees and I'm just gonna help him when I can.
Sounds like he's trying to get rid of you.
The general?
Yeah. He sounded... He didn't tell us exactly why he needed it. He was kind of suspicious, but...
What does he have to gain from it?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't get anything out of it. But
my plan was just to keep the sword and sell it to the highest bidder. Because if it's this fancy, we could get more money out of it than that reward.
I think that's a great idea.
Stop them.
I knew it!
I just pull out the sword.
Hey, I had a plan for him. He was like, give it to me.
Hey, that's a cool sword.
That's a really cool
Pater.
Sword.
Oh! I like walking. Can I have it back now?
We found the tree in the catacombs here.
Ethan.
Why would the general ask you to go on some fantastic quest?
Yeah, to leave sounds town? Like he's trying to get rid of you. He was having his guards check the tree in the catacombs.
Wait, the catacombs, there was a tree and he was part of the alliance?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, your ship sounds a lot more enticing.
Yeah, Mark's in
I want you to hear.
What?
Yeah, I don't know, it was like a tree that, there was like, clearly something lived in it before.
What kind of tree? Greta's kind of
elm.
Like... You don't know?
Elm.
Elm?
I don't know, but it had this really cool sword in it, and it had this really dinky sword in it, and I hold up an old rusted sword.
That you do recognize.
Wait, that looks very familiar. What, you said you got this from a tree?
Yeah, in the catacombs. I don't know, it kind of looks...
I haven't seen that... Something like that in a long, long time.
Where have you seen it before? There's swords everywhere.
Yeah, this one looks like it's gonna break.
Okay, this might sound crazy, but it sounds like something my parents had a while ago. I don't know, I don't know why, but it just reminds me of something from like growing up. I don't know.
Did you live in a tree?
I did live in a tree.
He's a squirrel.
Did it get cut down?
Yes.
Sounds like it might be yours, I throw it to you.
She catches it.
But I keep the fancy sword.
Was it around here? Was the tree around here? Does this look familiar?
The tree, it was...
Wait.
Kind of shows a map. It's around, right around here, actually. That's where I remember it got cut down. I don't remember exactly what happened.
How long ago did that happen?
It was a while ago. Sorry, it's very traumatic for me. I just remember though that I don't really remember what happened, but I just remember one night my parents told me to leave the tree and the tree got chopped down and I ran ever since. I don't know what happened to it.
Do you know who chopped it?
I just saw a bunch of torches and a bunch of cat ears. It's all I remember seeing.
Clearly, she's nine and she's seen it all.
What did you say you found in the catacombs that you brought back for us? What was this holds up the cloak?
See, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Why were the Marcusade robes in there? I mean, like in disguise.
Yeah, like, isn't this the Alliance? Why do they have, are they like spying or something?
Because the Alliance ain't good.
It would make perfect sense.
For them to use the Marcusade to put bad reputation on the Marcus 8 when they're the ones that are looking for the sword. And
oh my gosh!
Kill the family that was guarding the sword.
Oh my gosh! Greta's kind of just like, literally like, just feel like her entire world's just shifted. I'm like, did you find my tree?
Jordan, this might be a bad time, but do you want a new item?
There's your sword.
There's...
And I look at the sword and I see that my father's engraves on it.
Oh.
And it's, this was my father's sword!
I'm gonna hand her my flask and be like, I think you need
to She's
a child!
I grew up on a pirate ship!
Oh my gosh!
That's how we started this session.
Yeah, you missed that. Anyway.
Okay, no, but so basically, what does the tree look like? Like, clearly you found my father's sword. Did you see anything else in there?
Waterlogged, and it was tap cut and torn apart.
The guards are still drunk.
Was there anyone near the tree by chance? Like anyone that looked like me or, at all?
Oh, there was no one other than guards.
No
Your
one?
Family
okay.
family was not there, sweetheart.
Okay.
I wonder, did you see any bones?
I don't like this. There's too much secrecy
get
going
over
on. There's too much secrecy going on. If these alliance people are actually wanting to do good,
which
good
is,
doesn't hide in the shadows.
Which is why we don't give them the sword.
No, you're not giving.
We give
the
it
sword.
To the Eyrie, and then
no.
Cause all
we give it to the highest bidder, or we take for ourselves and become the highest bidder.
You do not.
So I should mention
what
the sword
has
a unique trait to it called legendary.
I'm bigger than you, and I can squish you with a paw.
Which makes it so that it is favored by a certain faction and hated by a different faction. So when you use it, instead of gaining notoriety or fame or notoriety or prestige for yourself, you'll just get it for the sword. But
so,
the catch is that it is a sword. It is favored by denizens and it is distrusted by the Marquisate.
So question: if we have the sword and the denizens believe in the tale, will we be able to create our own faction to rival the other factions?
You won't really create your own faction, but you could boost it a bit.
So just, like, take over the denizen faction kind of thing?
You know, we know of an uprising in one of the towns that talk about jackalopes.
And we could add to the story of a brave little mouse.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Me?
So what's your plan?
The long-lost descendant of the mouse person, you know?
It is my sword.
We could get an uprising and take over both the Eyrie and the Marquisate and the Alliance. Using the denizens.
But why would we want to take
I
over
like
them?
The
because we would be better rulers than any of them.
But that's...
That's to be decided.
So what's your plan?
I'm keeping it.
Okay, so we have the sword.
Yeah, keep hold on to it.
Are
we're
we working
doing
with you now on your ship? Because I think...
Offer still stands.
Okay, I agree. As leader, we're going with you on your ship.
However, I think you should let Mr. Alliance Man think that you're still working for him.
True. We could say that we're going upriver. We have hired a ship. We don't tell him who owns the ship. And we're going upriver to search for the sword. And where was the uprising going on?
The last uprising?
Yes.
Yeah, well, it's in the Marquisate-controlled town. You just left Tonnery.
Which is where you were supposed to be searching.
Which is upriver, and it's up where we're searching. So we can go there and join the uprising. Boost the morale
of the
soldiers.
Boost the morale of the sword. It's not a bad idea.
Why? Why would we go to the middle of the chaos when we're just, I'm gonna be
Because you can
this.
Have arson.
We can go
you
to
can
the...
release arson everywhere.
Okay, when are we leaving?
I see my offer for the open seas wouldn't be taken by you.
Oh, okay, so your plan is to leave for the Clutcher's Creek?
Yeah.
Okay.
At least, do you want to head out now, Grandma? You might want to take a nice nap.
I just took a nap.
So did I. I got carried right out of that house.
So, we already told the Alliance leader, this general man, dude, that we're gonna work for him. We'll just say that we have to go pick up supplies in, what is it called? Clutcher's Creek, and then we will go look in Tonnery, the woods around Tonnery, for his sword, or whatever the heck he's looking for.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
I'm not saying that I trust this general. But what if this general is, like, actually oblivious?
I'm saying I don't trust him.
Oblivious to that it's
to
in
the
his
fact
own...
that the sword was here the entire time.
With his own...
missing puzzle piece.
The guards
with
himself
guards.
Said that he was... had them searching for it. He legitimately said the general told him to do it.
Did they?
I mean, he was drunk, but yeah.
Well, if he's drunk enough to conjure up somebody like that, that doesn't sound like a
He was telling the truth about everything else. He really could only tell the truth.
I almost want to confront this general guy, but I feel
and
that
give,
would...
And give away that we're working for him and have suspicion about him? I don't think that'd be a very good plan.
If
exactly.
he gets upset with us, every single person in this town is going to be after us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is better if we don't.
Not every person.
Almost every person.
Are you going to wait until daytime to go out, or are you going to leave now?
I think it'd be easier to travel by night, because if the sword is still... out. Can we wrap it up in like, the cloak and the...
I have a thingy it can go in.
Okay, can you hide it well
it
enough?
Fits.
I mean, like the
You probably need to get a custom, you probably need to get an actual like sheath for it if you want to like actually completely cover it up, and you can probably loop it in a belt loop for now.
I'll just like wrap the blanket from my bed and wrap around.
Okay,
that works.
Okay, right. Leave now to go to Clutcher's Creek Supply, okay. And then head for Tonnery as soon as possible tomorrow.
Okay.
Hypothetical thing. Before we leave, what if the Marcusades, quote unquote Marcusades, are actually the Alliance in disguise, and we go there and they see that we have a sword? If we use it to boost the morale, then what?
I think we'll have to do some digging before we boost anything.
I should also mention, it is an Alliance uprising that is happening in Tonnery.
Oh, yeah, we don't like them.
But the Denizens, though, right?
The Denizens are considering joining the Alliance in Tonnery. That's what
we need to help
them. So, we go and say, we bring our own faction, I guess, into it. We say, we come with proof. Or, we play it by ear, probably.
The Alliance has hold. They are not going to sit by and watch as I parade around with the sword that they want.
Exactly.
Yeah. This is what
we'll play it by ear for now.
Keep it secret. We go to Tonnery. We find out like who's in charge there. See if we can glean any information from him.
Maybe see if the Alliance and Mercusade are working behind the scenes there.
Maybe. That sounds probably the best idea.
Okay. So you're all leaving?
Yes.
Yeah.
As we head out, can I pass by the pub that we were just in and go up to the bartender and be like, hey, you're a good guy.
You can't.
Just leave. Why?
Because as you exit the bar, you see that the general is standing there with several soldiers. And the bartender.
Oh nope. My god.
And the general like turns to the bartender and goes, these ones you're talking about? And the bartender says, yeah, he's the one with the sword.
Run.
To you?
He exited and the bartender was like, what's that on your back? And then just decided to let it go. You really didn't think that was going to come back to bite you?
Oh!
Okay, so
no, the sword. The one sword.
Wait, what if I'm just like, I'd be like, to be, just show my father's sword. Do you need this sword? By chance?
You just go, shut it. So you all know what I'm talking about. Just give me the sword and you can go on your way.
Run for the ship.
And he has seen me?
Wait, grab it, hold it. There are resistance
swords.
I just
want to get out of town.
Why do you want the sword so badly? Actually, I want to like step in front.
Do you want to try to figure him out? Because otherwise I'm not telling you the answer. He doesn't owe you anything.
Not yet. I want to actually use You Shall Not Pass.
Ooh.
Because we're at the doorway. I want to stand at the doorway, basically trying to make a charm roll. And if I hit, wait. Yeah, if I hit on a 7 or 9, 7, 2, 9, or 7 and up, they can't pass me until they like get rid of me. This is the one thing that got me stabbed last time.
Yes.
So.
Oh, don't do
this. Basically, the problem is with this is that it's like a heroic sacrifice move. Like
track record with this.
I've been done it twice. But I do. I definitely want to do it just to protect my friends.
Okay. There is a back door to the inn that you guys can take if you need to. But
okay.
Wait. I just need to understand. Me holding the sword. Has he seen me yet?
Yes. All of you exited at the same time.
Okay.
He didn't see which of you has a sword because you wrapped it up in your cloak, but he knows one of you has it.
Okay, so
Greta's figured out that her tree is basically just in the catacombs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Basically, so can I can Greta like ask the general or like any of them to be like, so like, is there any way that we can see the tree or like something like that?
I mean, they're currently trying to basically arrest you.
I know, but like,
I don't think you're in a good position to argue with them right now.
So where's the back door in relation to us right now?
So, okay, so we have this square here is the bar.
Yeah.
Or is the tavern. And then I'm going to say it's like, this area is like kind of like rooms and stairs. This is the front door. This is kind of like the meeting area. And then there's kind of like a dining room area. And then the door in the back.
Okay. New plan.
I'm wondering.
I can't sneak.
I say we throw them the old sword. Sorry, Greta. You say, here, no! Use this sword, toss it, and run to the back door.
Or,
cause
Kelly, do you have any, or not Kelly, Tilly, do you have any fluids left in that flask?
Yeah, I do.
You want to
flask go boom?
Sure.
You guys want to do it? Okay.
Cause distraction.
So I'm not going to roll this in this set. I step in front, like prepared, but I never,
then,
I don't actually.
Then maybe like Zachary comes behind, just like, duck and cover! Throws like Molotov cocktail and we book it back.
I don't have Molotov cocktail. I need
to get chuck in my flask.
Up close and personal.
But I will definitely like, just, and splash all of them with what's like.
Don't splash them, because then I have a very short range.
Okay, then what do you just pour it out?
So like just pour it out on the ground so we can like light the floor on fire, create a wall.
You're just standing there. Just all of a sudden just
yeah, you can do that.
Okay.
I'm gonna say that is going to count as I'm gonna say wreck something because it is lighting something on fire. So roll with your might. Although
does he get Arsonist, any?
I get a roll with luck instead.
Okay, roll with luck.
I was gonna say, does he get any like help because I'm helping him?
Nope.
And I'm putting on my danger mask.
Okay. You're, oh,
so you're like putting on a mask.
My danger
like,
mask.
Is that a danger?
That's what it would look like. No, seriously, that's actually what his skill is.
Yeah.
Ember. Is that wait, Ember your name?
Yes, Ember.
Actually, the coolest way this could go is somebody who's like, but Zachary, and you're like, it's not Zachary right now.
It's Ember.
Oh!
Yes.
That's a 10.
Oh, that's a 10.
Okay, oh, you just broke the door. It's like on fire. They can't get past it.
Woo!
Okay.
Running to the back.
Let's go.
Okay, time to go.
Let's get out of town.
Right. They're running there. You can kind of hear that like the guards are trying to mobilize to get either
really
past
quickly?
The fire or like run around the building.
Who can sneak well?
Me.
Him.
But you were the last one with the sword. They know it. They'll go for you already.
Wait, I can sneak.
Okay, I'm going to pass you the sword.
Okay, so pass the sword.
Here you go.
Okay, so I have the sword.
Just because I can't sneak well, so it's not going to be a grand.
What's the fastest way to get to your ship?
To go to
you're gonna,
the
you're
other
gonna,
town.
Yeah, you're going to need to flee to Clutcher's Creek. Because
right.
It's parked there. So you're just
so
going
to
have
to
like flee south of the town.
Go this way, and we're out of town.
Okay, we got
to
leave town.
Just run.
I'll lead you.
Okay, so.
Basically,
I think going to use an advantage of just how she normally is with the trees and just... just like has the sword, both her swords, and just climbing up the tree and trying to run
okay,
fast.
Okay, question, can I see your chart real fast?
Yes?
Yeah, I need to see check something.
Hello?
Not great, okay.
It's not great.
What's not great?
I'll take your other sword.
I mean, you already sent her along. Anyway, she's encumbered. She's burdened, so you're gonna need to mark exhaustion if you try any feats.
Okay, it's not
I think
yet.
We'll be, I think we'll be okay.
With okay.
A little drama.
So you're sneaking?
Yeah.
Okay, so roll to sneak.
So you're rolling to attempt a roguish feat, so roll finesse.
Ooh. Okay, so 10.
Ooh, good job.
Not bad.
We might actually escape this one.
You're doing this, guys! I'm not gonna get stabbed!
Me neither!
Don't yes. Too soon. I pull out my sword.
All right.
Shit.
So you're sneaking now?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're gonna sneak. It is. There is a gate outside. You're not gonna be able to like sneak through the gate because it's kind of locked.
Okay.
But you will be able to sneak all the way up to the gate.
I'm gonna just be like, they don't know which one of us has it.
All right.
Dodge and weave. Let's get to the gate.
Okay, so everybody's like dodging and weaving.
And I just
yeah.
run away from you guys.
All right.
Peace out.
We all know where the gate is. You
we'll meet up
city.
At the gate.
Oh,
and get
okay.
Town.
Yeah, is the gate closed?
Yes. So you guys make it to the gate. The guards are like chasing after you. You can hear like Willis is running after you. He's like, "That sword is mine." And then like,
"The ring is mine."
Can I use acrobatics and try and jump up to where the gate was?
Yes.
Okay.
Sword. You want to know where the sword is?
Would that be rolling with finesse for him?
Yes.
Roll with finesse.
Okay. Daredevil, I think. So I have.
Are you still wearing your mask?
Yes.
Does it help
them? It just gains notoriety.
No, it doesn't.
And plus one to trust fate.
Oh yeah, and all scoundrel play with mood. Oh yeah, so that's all these. Yeah, you're right. It doesn't do anything right now.
Okay. 6.
Plus? Yeah, you don't get a plus to finesse on?
Yeah, no.
Okay, so as you're climbing up, all of a sudden an arrow strikes you in the shoulder. So you fall off and mark injury.
I'm gonna run. No, the guards aren't. I can't.
You have acrobatics too.
I do. I want to maybe try to. See if I go along with.
I,
okay.
Someone else.
So as you're all planning this, like the guards are coming closer, and like
Willis is just like kind of bellowing, and he like pulls out his sword, and he's like, "You want it so much? Face me for it," something like that.
So, I'm gonna try an acrobatics to try, jump up and try to do what you did. So finesse as well.
Yeah.
I don't got a plus on that either.
You got this.
Six.
Oh, you leap up and are also struck with an arrow.
I should have this. Ah!
What kind of lever is it?
It's like a kind of like a crank up at the top.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there a rope or is it chain holding the like thing up or down?
There is, but it's on the other side and it's a chain. Mm.
I do have a jury rig where I can create a makeshift device on the fly. So I want Greta to basically make like a little like lasso to get it on the other side.
Okay, what does it cost to do that?
So it's when you create a makeshift device on the fly, roll with cunning. On a hit, you create a device that works once, then breaks. On a plus 10, choose one, it works exceptionally well, you get an additional use out of it. On a miss, the device works, but it has an unintended side effect that the GM will reveal when he uses it.
Okay.
So I roll plus cunning.
Yeah.
You got this.
Four!
Alright, what does it say on a miss?
It says on a miss, it works, but the GM reveals an unintended side effect that the GM will reveal when you use it.
Okay, so you lasso it and you yank on it and it falls, but at the same time it yanks you upward.
Okay.
And then you like fall and you like smash into something and you just kind of like feel something break.
It's not that sick.
And
no.
So I want you to take one injury.
Okay.
But everything seems to be okay. It's not your bones or anything, you're fine.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's even worse than the sword.
Is it the sword?
We'll find out that later.
Okay. You're trying to escape right now.
Okay, so I'm just I basically I lasso the thing and to be able to get it to open. So
I'm gonna look at. Can I just look and say, give me your family sword as we're running?
Are you trying to throw the family sword at them?
No, I'm trying to make sure she's not encumbered while she climbs.
Good point.
Okay, so basically then just she hands it and be like, don't
break it.
This.
Is it broken?
We'll get to that.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Fine.
Oh.
Keep running.
Right. Didn't I steal a skill from Jared when I like leveled up last time?
I think you did, but I don't remember what it was.
I know. Let me just look at your paper.
I think it was Create and Destroy.
Yeah. What did you say Blindside was again?
Blindside lets you surprise somebody like an ambush.
Okay, that's
fine. So the gate's open, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think
okay.
It was Create
you're
and Destroy.
Yeah, we're fleeing.
Okay, so you flee into the woods and the guards keep chasing you and they kind of like slow down as you guys fade into the night and you can just hear Willis like going like, no!
And I run! Suck it, Willis!
Anyway, so we're gonna fade like, you guys run for like an hour into the woods.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's dark and you begin like trying to like catch your breath and I'm assuming you're gonna like check on your family sword?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll look at her sword.
Okay,
I think we
like,
lost him, guys.
Okay, we're good. Sounds good. Tilly, give me the sword.
Oh, it's
fine.
It's
fine. No.
Pull out the other sword. Can I have my here? Tracy's back.
No.
Tracy's back.
Okay, so then she's like quickly grabs the family sword and then throws the other sword back.
Oh my gosh.
Mark wear on the sword.
Okay, so there's
so the three boxes on the top are the wear for it, but you'll notice that all three of them are already filled.
Yeah.
So if you can't mark wear on an item that's already been... You pull out the sword and the blade shatters as you pull it out.
This was fun when we found it, kid.
And that's where we're ending.
Oh man!
Today's episode of Brambleborn featured Ethan Buckley, Skylar Ross, Jordan Marshall, Balin Perry, Jared Jensen, Valerie Augustine, Kelly Hamblin, and a guest appearance of Cole Walker. The music of Brambleborn is provided by Alexander Nakarada. Root the RPG was developed by Leader Games and Magpie Games. It can be found on Magpie Games' website at magpiegames.com. Thank you for listening, and we hope you'll join us again. Bye!